Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Okay, one second. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a very we've got a very good show for you tonight. That's all I can tell you. We're so glad that you joined us this evening by taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And we're certainly looking forward to all of the commentaries that are coming tonight on tonight's show. Let's go ahead and start welcoming some of the various co-hosts that have already chimed in. Let's start out by going to Ms. J. Ms. J., welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and I'm glad to be back again, and I'm excited to hear about the comments on tonight's topic.
All right, excellent. And Ms. J. will read a disclaimer for us momentarily. Let's go ahead now with the Honorable Pastor Rowe, thank you for joining us. Good to have you.
Well, I just say good evening to everyone, and it's just always great to be on the call. After one call, I'm thirsting for the next call, and I just enjoy the comments that are being made. And, you know, we're all here to help each other, and we can learn from each other. So great to be on the call. Thank you, Dr. Walker.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. Let's go to, I believe, Fashion for Greatness. Fashion for Greatness, are you there?
Yes. Happy Thursday, beautiful kings and queens. It's Thankful Thursday, and I'm so happy to be here, and I'm excited about the show.
All right. Excellent. Yes. And let's go ahead at, welcome the world famous Ricky to the Rescue. Ricky to the Rescue, thank you for joining us.
Well, yes, good afternoon. Very grateful to be here this evening and ready to get started.
All right, very good. We certainly have a good crew ready to get started on tonight's program. We're going to go ahead and have that disclaimer by Ms. J. Ms. J.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinion of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the program tonight.
Thank you for that, Ms. J. We certainly do appreciate that disclaimer. Let's go ahead. Tonight's topic is, can a relationship successfully survive without love, romance, and affection? Darren Eater, let's start with you. Can it survive without those three things?
Well, it can help, but it does pose a struggle when it doesn't exist. We all need kind, loving, care, appreciation, et cetera.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Pastor Rowe, is it that we, Darren Eater has said that we all need love and this stuff. Is it really what we need, or is that what somebody told us? That a relationship requires love. You got to be loving, but nobody really explains what love really is. So, Pastor Rowe, are we going by what somebody told us, or what are we doing?
Well, we're doing what the Bible says, and I said that an acronym for Bible is Basic Instructions Before Leaving the Earth. And one of the scriptures right now, I can't tell you exactly where it is, it says, with love and kindness have I drawn them. With love and kindness have I drawn them. And we are drawn to each other, you know, and if we inject the ingredients of love, kindness with each other, we can draw them to us. And that's a master key for success, what the Bible says.
All right, excellent. What the scripture you're referring to is Jeremiah 31:3 in the King James Version, where it talks about the Lord appeared unto old unto me, saying, he was talking to Jeremiah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with love and kindness have I drawn thee. So he's talking about Jeremiah 31:3. Thank you for that, Pastor Rose. So let me go here. And Miss J, can a successful relationship really love, I mean, exist or be successful without that, without love and all of that good stuff?
I think you can survive, but it would not be successful, and that was your key word, you know, because like I think Dee said, it's going to be a struggle. And you won't have that secure feeling in the relationship. You'll have what people call a whole lot of complications, and you don't have what you need from home. And to me, that love to me is a human basic instinct that us as humans, we desire, we want. And that makes us feel more than loved and welcome and, you know, cherished and just everything. It's just an instinct, a feeling that we desire and we need in a relationship, I feel.
All right, excellent, excellent point of view. Let's go ahead and welcome Brother Lorenzo. Brother Lorenzo, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you on board with us.
Glad to be here tonight, coming from Wisconsin to Auden, North Carolina tonight. I got my son, my daughter, and the mother of my children on the show tonight. So they heard about the show through me and let God praise, you know what I mean?
Excellent, excellent. We're certainly happy to hear that. We wish them all well. Let me just go with this disclaimer. We're getting some background noise from someone's phone. It sounds like it could be a dog in the background or some little kids maybe playing. If you'd be so kind to mute yourself until we call on you, that would really help us out here. Let me go here now and ask, Fast for Greatness, can you really survive, have a successful relationship without love, or will it just survive like Lady J says, Miss J said?
It will only survive, and 1 Corinthians 13:7 lets us know that love bears all things, and love believes all things, love hopes in all things, and love endures all things. And just as Miss J said, you know, we do need that love. Love is action, and it's not only physical. It's just, you know, it's so much different thing. There's so many different ways that you can love. You can love by listening. You can love by giving and just being supportive. So it just comes in so many facets. So, yes, you know, no, it has to be cultivated.
All right. Let's bring Ricky to the rescue in. Ricky to the rescue, I mean, if someone is saying that we got to have love, but and we know what people are saying, what the Bible says, but do we have any, it's like if you want to learn math, you got to go through the mechanics of learning math. If you want to learn science, you got to go through the hypotheses and all of this stuff to test your hypotheses, in fact. So we learn some stuff, but no one out there, Ricky the Rescue, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's telling us how to love. So in other words, if we don't know what really love is, excuse me, then how can we expect to feel that our relationships are going to be successful with it or without it?
So, and it's a lot that's been said. I can definitely kind of associate with everything that's been said thus far, but I guess I want to kind of move it in a slight different direction because I really feel like it depends on what the goals and the objectives are. So as I speak to more and more people and we're moving more out of, I guess, what we would call that traditional world, I've come to realize that when we're talking about a relationship and when we're talking about, like, people wanting love, romance, and affection, I'm starting to wonder what people really want in general, because if my goal is to have an open relationship, I may not need those things at all. Or if my objective is to have a booty call type relationship, I may not need all of that, right? And so I think it really depends on what out of the relationship.
Okay, see, that is a very, very good point. And sometimes people don't look at all of those factors that are there. We're going to take you all, excuse me, we're going to take you to tonight's story. And I think many of you all will really certainly appreciate this story tonight. And, of course, all of our stories are inspired by true stories. Of course, the names are always changed to protect the innocent. So this is a story. Bear with me. It's a little long, but bear with me. Tonight's topic, can a relationship successfully survive without love, romance, and affection? Tonight's characters are Olivia and Newton. Olivia and Newton, okay? And it's not Olivia, Newton, and John, but Olivia and Newton. They have actually been married for 35 years, over 35 years. They have three adult children who are successfully living their own lives. Newton and Olivia attend church on a weekly basis and are actively involved. Newton is 59 years old and Olivia is 57 years old. The couple has had their share of problems, like most couples, and managed to remain in a relationship with which some people would call the most loving relationship ever. Excuse me. This is the impression they give around family, friends, and, of course, their church family. Their religious beliefs frowns on divorce. That's important in tonight's show. Their religious beliefs frowns on divorce. Unfortunately, unbeknownst to others, including the people in their church, this is not the case. In fact, Newton and Olivia are living in a marriage where there is love but complete absence of romance and any affection. This has been the issue for them in 33 of their 35 years of marriage. Newton grew up in a very affectionate home, whereas Olivia did not grow up in that type of environment. Now, over the years, Olivia, without a doubt, has been a loyal and faithful wife. Truth be told, the same cannot be said about Newton, who has cheated on her several times, including with women at former churches. That's the reason why they had to move them from these churches. Somehow, Olivia finds the strength to forgive him and remain faithful to her husband. They've had this conversation and therapy on several occasions as to the reason behind Newton's unfaithfulness. It always comes down to the same reason for Newton, indicating the lack of affection, romance, and excitement in their marriage. There's no doubt that he loves his wife, but for him, it's difficult to successfully survive without love, romance, and affection from his wife, which has led him to other women. Now, here are a few of the issues that Newton faces in trying to successfully survive in a relationship without being in love, having romance, and affection. Number one, his wife barely kisses him despite his efforts to reach out to her. Number two, Newton loves holding hands and being playful with Olivia. She rarely reciprocates that. Number three, Olivia tends to take everything so seriously, especially church or religious matters. Intimacy, number four, intimacy takes place maybe once a month, if that. Newton tries to take her on weekly dates, but Olivia always manages to find an excuse on not going. Newton loves to walk and exercise and pleads with Olivia to join him, but again, she finds excuses. Newton tries desperately and often to romance Olivia, but she always seems to have other issues on her mind, and he has no clue why. Finally, for over 33 years of their marriage, Newton is constantly trying to figure out what are her daily issues that could possibly keep her from being affectionate or romantic. Unfortunately, the list goes on and on until Newton has pretty much given up, but resolves to stay in the marriage for the sake of the church, name and reputation, and shame. Questions are, and I start out tonight. I want to start this one out tonight with Miss J. Miss J, I want to go to you and ask you, without a doubt, would you say they're fooling God?
Well, they're, well, I don't know about fooling God, but they're fooling themselves. They are surviving in this marriage, but it is not successful at all. That is for sure. And I was going to say, because without the love and romance, it would lead to exactly what Newton is doing, the loneliness, the wondering eyes, the talking emotional to everybody else. So she was really helping him to do those things, because if you're married to somebody, I don't see how you can think that you can really keep your husband completely without showing him some kind of romance or affection. I don't know what woman thinks. And like, what's the name, Ricky said, maybe she wants another type of marriage with him, and they might need to discuss that thing. And she have her little celibate marriage, and he go and do his thing. I don't know.
Well, you know, we're going to actually stand by, Miss Day. Ricky the Rescue, I want to bring you in here. I mean, we're still trying to figure out, can a relationship successfully survive without love, romance, and affection? And Miss Jay has opened it up, and that's one of the questions that we're leading up to. Can that be contributory to him going out and cheating?
I kind of want to just go back to the basic of what I was saying. It almost sounds like Olivia wants a domestic partnership in the lens of a marriage, right?
Okay.
Because it sounds like she enjoys, you know, the fact that they probably get the legal benefits and they're able to do different types of things. But when it comes down to all of the other qualities that we were speaking of, the love and the affection and things of that nature, she seems like she's maybe emotionally vacant. And so if that's truly the origin of what's going on, they're really looking for two different things.
That is such a valid point. I mean, yeah, the convenience and the comfort, you know, these things. And that is just absolutely crazy. Let's go ahead and welcome, we were about to welcome Benny from the block, but it looks like we lost connection with him.
But you know
what,
Dr. Walker, I'm going to say this right quick, and
okay,
I don't want to sound wrong. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
But maybe Olivia, I know she don't believe in divorce. They've been married 35 years. Maybe she's been going, I'm going to put a little twist to it. She's been going 35 years without the right man for her. Maybe Newton ain't doing what he really needs to be doing to really make her happy in the intimacy world, you know. And she, you know, and she's not going to divorce him. So she said, well, I'd rather not even deal with him because he's not pleasing me at all. So, you know, I don't even want to be bothered because he makes my skin crawl when he try to do certain things. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting point. Yeah, okay, we're going to come to you in just a second. Lorenzo, let's go to Benny from the block. Benny from the block, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening, good evening. I'm glad to be here. This is a very interesting conversation, so I'm staying ready to go.
All right, excellent, excellent. Let's go in. I think we have also Creole Keisha. Is that right? Am I saying that right? Okay, let's go to the first six numbers. We're going to call the first six numbers. It's not coming up in the queue properly. 252-230. Who do we have with us?
Alexa.
Alexa, thank you for joining us. Yes, okay. I knew something was going on here. Alexa, I'm not sure if you heard tonight's story or not. Did you?
I have not. I just got on.
Okay, all right. You missed a delight, but we're going to reiterate it throughout tonight's broadcast.
Okay.
But as we go here, those of you all who want to join us, press 1 on your dial. This will be a good time now so we can bring you in. I want to also go ahead and look at, you know, we're talking about romance, love, affection, all of this here stuff. And the question ultimately becomes, you know, are we fooling ourselves? Ms. J said it earlier, you know, you can't fool God. So are we fooling ourselves? Let me go to Fashion for Greatness on that one. Are we fooling ourselves? What's going on?
Absolutely, you're fooling yourself, yes. Because if you're not providing what you need to have a relationship work, you are definitely wasting your time and fooling yourself. Yes, you are. Yes.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by here. Tonight, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a show whereas The question is, can a relationship successfully survive without love, romance, and affection? Our characters in tonight's story are Newton and Olivia. And, of course, it's not Newton, Olivia, and John, but it's Newton and Olivia. This couple has been married over 35 years. There's no doubt that that the love is there, but it's there with the absence of romance and affection. He's 59, she's 57. You would think that by now they know what it is. They stay together. He's cheated on her several times. She's forgiven him. They stay together to avoid shame, you know, of their reputation of being married, and the church sees them as the most loving couple. You know how people put on a front when it comes to church sometimes. And, you know, they're protecting their reputation. He's cheated. And they've had to actually move churches sometimes because of the women that he's been involved with. But on the other hand, Olivia is kind of boring. She's not doing anything. He's not getting any excitement or joy from it. They have three adult children who live in their own lives. And this man is not really old. He's 59. He's not getting any real fulfillment from this here. And so he tries to reach out to his wife. She barely kisses him. He likes to hold hands. She doesn't want to do that much. She takes everything seriously, especially when it comes to the church matters. You know, it's almost like being so heavenly minded that she's no earthly good for her man. You know, intimacy, they're intimate maybe once a month, if that. I mean, they're not that old. He tries on a weekly basis to take her out on dates. She finds excuses. He wants her to go walking and exercise with him. He pleads with her, but she's always finding an excuse. You know, he tries to offer often to romance her, but she always seems to have other serious issues on her mind, and he has no idea what it is and why. This has been going on for over 33 years of their 35 years of marriage. You know, so let me go here. Alexa, now that you've heard this, I mean, I just can't see whether, and of course these stories can go either way, male or female. I just can't see staying in a relationship like this here, in a dead-end relationship. Why would somebody subject themselves to this, in your opinion, Alexa, quickly?
I don't know why anybody would subject themselves to that. Love is one thing, and some people do stay together just for love. But if you're not romancing me, you're not putting it down, but once a month, I got to go.
We're going to ask you to stand by. You got to put it down. Brother Lorenzo, let me bring you here on that note. I mean, it's like, I mean, here it is. It's just, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to say it's justified that he went out there and cheat, but almost anybody would almost do that. We're only human. We're not God. So he's out there trying to, you know, live his best life.
She seemed like she's a mummy. She seemed like she's a mummy. You know what I mean? So, I couldn't go through it. I understand how Newton is feeling, but, you know, you get off work and grab a lot of hours. You want to be massaged. I want to be massaged. You know what I mean? Touched all over, and sometimes my tail's faint. You know what I mean? So I understand what Newton's going through with that. Everybody needs loving, especially when you go through a lot of stuff in life and you just want somebody to tell you that, you know, I love you. You know, and then it seems like all the other stuff, you might be tired and everything, but it makes you, you know, revigorate and just and want to go to work and want to come home to them. You don't want to come home with somebody trying to touch and they don't want you to touch, you know?
Okay, all right, excellent. Brother Renzo, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. I mean, Alexis, we love how you contribute because you certainly bring it in to it. Pastor Rowe, let me ask you here. Pastor Rowe, I mean, is it expected that somebody's going to hang around and you're not putting it down, you're not, you know, trying to do anything? I mean, quickly, Pastor Rowe, we're almost out of time, you all.
Well, you know, you want to, you know, feel love and appreciation, you know, and you just don't want to have an exist, just exist and just, you know, you want life, you know, and as my brother had aforementioned, you know, sometimes, you know, we just looking for a domestic relationship and not, you know, an intimate relationship, you know. But you have to ask yourself, what is the abundant life? You know, scripture tells us that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. To me, the abundant life is what you have forementioned, love, romance, and affection. You know, that's, to me, that's how I see an abundant life, but not a stale, stagnant life. You know, nobody will stay around. And I love the Lord, but, you know, if I'm just, I want to feel appreciated and loved, you know, but if you're ignoring me, I don't think I'm going to hang around like that. I mean, you got to deal with temptations and somebody's going to treat you better, you know. And like you say, we are humans, beings, you know, having a spiritual experience, you know. We are spiritual beings having a human
experience. Having a human experience, right.
We have to do it. Right. But we have to go through the challenges of life. You know, I
want
to feel loved, appreciated, and respected.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Your name's not coming up in the queue here. We're going to go to the first six numbers of your name and tell us who you are, 757-324. Who do we have with us? You're live.
Hello, my name is Sunita, everyone.
Danita?
Sunita with an S.
Okay, Sunita. Sunita, thank you for joining us this evening. Sunita, do you think
thank
that
you
a relationship...
For having me.
Certainly. Do you think a relationship could... successfully survive without love and romance and affection, if they just not, you know, can it?
No, sir, it cannot. Just coming from a biblical standpoint on the marriage, God told us in the beginning that the woman's desire shall be to her husband and he shall rule over her. And so that word desire, she's supposed to be desiring that man. So that's where the romance comes in, the personal attention, the flattery, you know, still flirting inside of your marriage. Even with Abraham and Sarah, you know, they still flirted. And like the book of the Song of Solomon, to me, that is just the most romantic book in the Bible. It's so romantic and how... the king, he loved his wife so much. He flattered her so much and gave her pillars, built her pillars for gifts. The Lord also tells us to be kindly affectionate.
Which king was that? Which king was that?
Sir?
Which king are you referring to that loved his wife so much?
King Solomon.
Okay, King Solomon had a whole lot of wives. He didn't just have one.
He did. Yes,
he had 300 wives and 700 wives and 300 concubines.
Yes,
so, but he romantic.
He
and did, I know
but he had a favorite one. He had a favorite wife.
Yeah, King Solomon. God knows King Solomon. Yeah, because
I'm just bringing him up as an example because he did have that romance and he did have that affection for that one special wife. I was just pointing out the romance and affection part
and
of it.
And he clearly emphasized that in scripture how he wanted to romance her, and that's what that would draw people. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Dr. Patty Cakes. Dr. Patty Cakes, thanks for your patience. We're glad to have you on board with us tonight. Dr. Patty Cakes, we're here trying to find some answers here about, and many of you all have presented some powerful stuff. Can a relationship successfully survive without love, romance, and affection? And now it's like, you know, if you're in a dead end, if you're not being touched, we're social beings. You know, if you're not being touched, you know, you're not being caressed, you're not being talked to. A woman wants to hear nice stuff, you know, and men want to hear stuff too. So, Dr. Patty Cakes, you know, without putting you out there, Dr. Patty Cakes, say you're married and everything, even though you got kids, you got to attend to, but don't you want that affection and love and romance? Dr. Patty Cakes, talk to us.
Listen, I will talk to you because, okay, so I find myself watching the, I know this sounds terrible, you guys, but I watch The Bachelor, okay? There, I watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette because I find myself watching it because I love watching the romance. And it's like, it is really hard. And I think that a relationship ultimately died because of the lack of romance, because you have to have those top needs met. And as a man, the top need is physical touch. And for a woman, it's affection. And those needs, like, that's what makes us feel That's what makes you feel loved. And when you don't get that, then you conversely feel unloved. And then when the one person feels unloved, then they start getting their feelings hurt. So they start, like, putting a wall up, and then they don't want to extend affection. So they, like, start to act cold, and, like, it's just a disaster. And it just – and it can go – and you can save it, but, like, all the while you waste all this precious time and energy thinking, oh, this person doesn't really love me as much as they used to. I just want to feel wanted, but I don't want to tell them to do it. They should do it on their own.
Yes.
And just all of that. Yes. 100%.
Yes. All right, let me ask you to stand by. And Dr. Case, you're right on point, because if you got to tell a person – that how you need to be loved, you know, to meet your intrinsic needs, you're wasting time because that person does not get it. You all got to go back and listen to this story tonight. You got to go back and listen to the story. And this is only part one of our show. This is part one. If love, affection, and romance are not there, you're going to find yourself cheating somewhere out there. It can be a conversation with somebody else that's whispering in your ear. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to Jay, I believe, all the way from Orlando. I believe we've got Jay on the line. Jay, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Jay, what are your thoughts?
Hey, Dr. Walker. Thanks for having me on the show. I got here a little bit late, so I didn't hear the intro. But my take on what I've heard recently is that love, affection, and emotion is definitely needed in a relationship. But a relationship needs a whole lot more than that to survive. And for a lot of men, being affectionate and being having words of affirmation and those things that women need, it doesn't necessarily come natural to us as men. But for a relationship to survive, you need people that are pretty much aligned with a set goal where they can reach towards, like a goal of properly raising children, a goal of finance, a goal of, you know, how you're going to carry yourselves in a relationship. And then our ideas of love and affection, I think, is sometimes it's impacted by what we see in media and on social media and on The Bachelor, like the Dr. Patty Keck just mentioned. Well, that's all fake. That's not reality in my mind. That's made for TV. And if you're basing your idea of what love and relationship should be based on what's on television, I think that is giving you the wrong goal to reach for. But at the same time, I understand that women need to feel love. They need to be touched. And so
men
have to do a better job. Yes, men do too. You're right. Men, we need sex. We don't necessarily need all of the, you know, emotional stuff, or every man doesn't need that. But the majority of us, we do need sex. But as men, we got to do a better job of giving women what they think that they need. And even that may even mean faking it. So that's my 2 cents.
Jay, we're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a live one here tonight, you all. And this is only part one of 3 parts. So we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Jay, you said a mouthful tonight that really is controversial and perhaps in some of the minds of some of our listeners. But we're going to go to them in just a second. But, you know, I'm thinking you mentioned about goal and being aligned and having the children, how you're going to raise the children and so forth and so on. Gee, at some point, it's like when these children, I mean, it's like they're going to be making noise and all this stuff, and it's like, y'all go to bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, Dad, I just got out of school. Go to bed, child. I need to see your mom. So the fact of the matter is you want it quiet in there, and it's like I done worked all day. I got tired. Like someone said earlier, I'm tired. You know, now I need, just to look at that woman and her beauty, and it's like, girl, and she's like, boy, I done worked all day, too. What you want me to do? I'm like, girl, come on. Can we just get along and get it on? So, you know, we've said a mouthful here tonight. Alicia, let's go to Fashion for Greatness real quick. You all, we got a lot of comments, and we're almost out of time. Fashion for Greatness, I mean, can you get around not being touched? And it's almost like just having a partnership. If you ain't being touched and squeezed and hugged and tasted, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Classroom Greatness, talk to me.
No.
Because I watch The Bachelorette and Bachelor, and I live in this world, and maybe I'm a hopeless romantic, but I watch all of this stuff. And it's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Classroom Greatness, talk to me.
Well, I say just what the other gentleman said about The Bachelorette and stuff. Is that stuff is pretentious. It's fake and it's phony. And if you're in a relationship with someone, it should just happen naturally. And if you're having problems in your relationship where you feel like you don't want to do certain things, something went wrong somewhere down the line, you know, hey, maybe it sounds like she may be in a relationship with someone else. That's why she doesn't want him to be physical with her, or they have the intimacy with themselves. That's what it sounds like to me.
You said that.
All right. Also. All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Ricky to Rescue, I want to bring you in here. Ricky to Rescue, I mean, I must have watched too many of these shows even growing up when I wasn't supposed to be watching them. But my mother was very affectionate to her 9 children. She kissed us every day. She hugged us every day. She told us she loved us every day. And we grew up with that. So then when you meet someone, Ricky to Rescue, like into Case and Newton and Olivia's story tonight, you know, Olivia's not given that because she didn't grow up that way. So is Newton so wrong to be seeking what he's accustomed to? Talk to us, Ricky, to the rescue.
No, he's definitely not wrong, and he's definitely seeking what he's learned, right? And so we all do that. It doesn't matter if we're saying it comes from a television show, if it comes from the Bible, if it comes from your upbringing. Everyone does it. And so it's easier for us to associate to something we're familiar with. So he's definitely not wrong in that case.
All right. Certainly we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to phone lines once again, and we're going to bring in Ms. Marjorie Cross in just a moment. Your name is not coming up in the queue over here. We apologize for that. We're looking at 757-619. Who do we have with us? 757-619. Just the first 6 numbers. All right, perhaps that person is just listening in. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break with Ms. Marjorie Cross. Ms. Marjorie Cross, I can't survive without love. Talk to us, Ms. Cross. Give us your commercial break.
Okay. So you can't survive without love? What do you want?
I can't survive without love. I can't survive without romance. And I can't survive without affection. I'm just putting it out there. And I don't know anybody in their rightful being that can survive without that. I mean, with even the degrees that I have, that's pieces of paper. That's some knowledge, okay? And it's like, I must have been related to Solomon because it's like, I need this. Okay,
yes.
Talk to me, Ms. Marjorie Cross.
Yes, love is very important, you know, because we have to love one another because God loves us. So we have to love one another. It's very important. Love is very important, whether in your thoughts or in your deeds, you know, but love is an action word, so you have to show the person in action or in deed that you really love them. But it's a very important thing to have. Okay.
All right, certainly.
Right. Okay, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a nurse, and I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the most outstanding companies in the world. And we have many health products, over 150 health products that may be able to help you with any health conditions. You could give me a call at 786-319-7223, or again, my number is 786-319-7223. Or you could reach me at my website. You could visit my website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. I thank you. Very interesting show because love is very important. And we can't live without love. God bless you. Thank you. And good evening to Pastor Ray. And good evening to you, Dr. Walker. And good evening to all your co-hosts and everyone on the line. God bless
you.
Thank you
so very much, Pat. We're certainly appreciative to have you here. Rick to Rescue, let's go ahead and give you a commercial break as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ricky to the Rescue, founder of A Path to Greatness, where we provide life coaching services to help you and assist you on your life journey. You can locate us at the website at 2greatness.com. That is the number 2greatness.com. Also, the telephone number is 404 404-968-9940. Again, that number is 404-968-9940. Thank you.
Okay, certainly. All right, let's go on. Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here. Benny from the block, we got a number of comments that have come in here. You all, I got to go real fast because we're almost out of time. 20 seconds or less, please. First comment reads from this female. She says, can a relationship successfully survive without love, romance, and affection? Well, I don't think that a relationship without these three components can successfully survive, as been mentioned on the show tonight. Instead, the relationship may become settled without it, but that's it. Ben from the block, do you think it just becomes settled?
Yes, that happens all the time where people just settle in. I'm married, I got the husband, the house, the car, the kids, et cetera, et cetera. That's not important. And so they just condition themselves to go through a routine life of he's my partner, I'm his partner, that's it, to death do us part. And I'm sadly to say that that is not the way that most people really want to live. But they accept it because, where else are they going to go?
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. All right. So let's take a look here. Let's go with another comment. Let's bring in Darren Deedy. Let's bring you in here. Darren Deedy, this comment reads, I was in a marriage for 14 years, and there was no love, affection. This female says it, and there was no love, affection, or romance. I ended the relationship, and I was glad that I did so. And then I met a man 2 years later, and this is the man that I've hoped for all my life. Don't waste your time out there. Darren Deedy, what would you say to somebody like that? She found love after these years.
I would say go for it, because how can you stay in a stagnant relationship? Obviously, if it's not working for the one person, it's not going to work for the other person. And to you have one life, and it's your life, and you need to seek the joy that you desire.
All right, Sunita, are you still with us? We want to go back to Sunita for a second. Sunita, are you still with us?
Yes, Sunita, I'm still here.
All right, Sunita,
yes,
I want to give you this next comment. This party writes in and says, this male, he says, I think people fall within the category of the norm in terms of just going with the flow, even when the romance or affection is not even there. Do you think that that's true, Sunita? They just go with the norm, go with the flow? Oh, I'm married, I go home, cook dinner, maybe what you want to eat. You know, we don't have to have no love and romance. Let's just watch TV. And you fall asleep without brushing your teeth, and that's it. What do you think, Sunita?
I'm going by the divorce rate and looking at some of the reasonings, I do agree with that. I think that people should learn each other constantly and seek the things that please their wife or seek the things that please their husband to keep it alive.
Wow, you should write a book, Sunita. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by.
That's my daughter.
A lot of people have missed that out. Lorenzo, let's go to you. What's your thoughts?
I think both parties should communicate stuff with that. And what you're trying to do is reach a spiritual realm of love, you know, where you don't even have to, you know what I mean? When you walk through the door, they automatically just hold you because they're into you. You know, that's what kind of lets you, I would want somebody to be in you, into you and get to hold you and touch, and you got to fend them off. That's what kind of loving that you should get, because I think that's in a marriage or in a relationship, that's very important, you know.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by again. The name didn't come up again. I got to go to this party, 757-619. What's the name again?
It's Joshua.
757-619, you say Joshua?
Yes, Joshua.
Okay, Joshua, thank you for joining us. Joshua, do you think that love and romance could survive? I mean, a marriage or a relationship could survive without love, romance, and affection?
This is how I feel. In a relationship, you can tell somebody, you know, you love them and all this, but if they're not getting touched or, you know, affection or anything like that, they're not going to feel it. So you could tell them all day how much you love them. They're not going to feel it. So pretty much it comes down to communication. So if they're not getting if they're not receiving the love that you say that you have for them, you just need to communicate with them and tell them, like, look, this is how I'm going to receive it. You could talk all day, but this is how I'm going to receive it. You give it to me like this, touch me, you know, hold me, kiss me, whatever it is you need. And, you know, give me some, you know, more than once a month. However often he requires, you know, but just mix it up and he'll receive it more. And then he'll feel love and it can flow. You'll wake up with the sunshine on your face.
Joshua, what do Joshua, that's a very good point. That's a very good point that you brought up. You know, and because we're beings that, and you know, we can even learn from the animal kingdom. We can watch these animals. They're not out here just, they may be playing, but that's their social buddies. But when they want to be intimate, they're going to touch. Intimacy requires touch. And just like he's saying, you can tell somebody all day that you love them. But then if you're not showing that by touching you all. Mr. J, let me bring you in here. Mr. J, come on now. People got to be touched. We're almost out of time, you all.
Yeah, number one, you need to start off with that chemistry. When you first start dating, that's the purpose of dating. And if you ain't got that chemistry in there, you ain't feeling that warm and fuzzy feeling, why are you going to marry that person? To me, you're going all into a heartbreak right then, because you want that touch and that feeling at the beginning before you say I do. You know, you need to know that that person is affectionate to you. Because if not, they're not going to change. And whether they had it from their parent or not, that don't make no difference. Because if you find that right person and you get that chemistry, you're going to automatically feel you want to touch and feel and love and kiss. It comes. It's an instinct. You will feel it. That's all I got to say.
All right. We're going to ask you. And by Jay, I want to bring you in here. Jay, I want to bring you in here because, you know, you talked about the fakeness that we see on television, and then we become indoctrinated with a lot of this stuff that we're seeing. But, Jay, some of us just have that natural instinct that we need that romance. We need that love. We need that affection. And so when you're not getting it, it's like all of the money that you might have, all of the education that one might have, it does not substitute or replace that stuff that you need. Jay, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I think you're right. We do need love, affection, touch. We do need it. Everybody needs it, but to have a successful relationship, it takes more than that. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Very good point, Jay. We're going to ask you to stand by. Dr. Pattycakes, I want to bring you back in here now. Dr. Pattycakes, I know that when I was working on my doctorate degree, and, you know, I didn't have a spouse in the bed with me. I had, like, several books in the bed with me all night. And let me tell you something. Them books did not feel like a woman feels. You know what I'm saying? And for ladies, I'm sure the books don't feel like what a man feels like. Them books got on my nerves. They were all over the bed, even falling out of the bed, because I roll over on them books not unaware because I'm asleep. And then by the time I wake up in the morning, it's like these books are on – some of these are on the floor. But, you know, it's like they don't – even when you get the education, it's like there's nothing like that touch. Dr. Pattycakes, I mean, you got an education. You got money. But there's nothing like that physical touch. Talk to me, Dr. Pattycakes.
You're cracking me up. No, you're right. And well, and as chiropractors – no, as chiropractors, I think they I remember them telling us in school, too, like, hey, look, for a lot of these people that come into your office, you may be the only physical touch they get. And physical touch, whether it's intimate or not, is a human need, like you said, like people who are, you know, in solitary confinement or isolated or kidnapped or whatever the case may be, like, they require that. You're right. It's part of, like, our human DNA is built to need that to, like, even be healthy, you know? There are studies that show that, too, like, with your cells and everything. You're healthier when you have love and you feel love, and physical touch is feeling loved.
All right. Dr. Pattycakes, I'm glad that you brought that up, because we talk about a process called bonding. When that mother has that baby naturally like that, you know, when she has that baby, one of the first things that they do, and I'm not sure, it's been a long time since I've seen a baby born out of the canal, but they put that baby on the mother's stomach. Dr. Pattycake, speak to that for the bonding, the physical touch.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the babies know. It's crazy. And they innately know that who's their mom, right? Think about that physical touch. Yes, they put the baby on the mother. And when the baby sometimes has to go straight to the medical side of things, then they're crying and the mom feels that emptiness too. I remember one of my babies had to get taken from me and I felt so depressed and anguish. It was driving me nuts. It felt like mama bear, like I was going to rip through that hospital. I was like, give me my baby. Like, I need it now. Like, I longed for her and I needed her and I know that she needed me too. And it literally felt that heartbreak because we couldn't be together, you know, and it's just, I don't know, like you said, it's an indescribable bond that you innately have.
And that's what it is. And we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. Pastor Roll, what if in this 35-year marriage with Olivia and Newton, what if Newton keeps praying, you know, over the years, you know, another 35 more years, God, please let my wife become affectionate so I don't have to go out here and get another woman. I mean, he's probably already been praying, but I don't see God imposing his will on anybody. That's her will to just, hey, it's okay, baby, I love you, like Joshua said here, but she's not touching him. So, Pastor Roll, can you just pray until the sun goes down and up and down again and up again, and it just doesn't happen? Talk to us, Pastor Roll.
Well, you're going to, you know, understand, you know, I'm just trying to align myself with Scripture. You know, and
right.
I know, you know, persistence of prayer, but I want to say one thing that you said, the animal kingdom, you know, in Scripture it says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider
that's
her
right.
ways and be wise.
That's right.
I have never seen an ant come together, whether it's to put bread in a hole for the winter, that they don't touch each other in some kind of way. You know, you that's the animal kingdom. They don't even have a spirit or soul, but they show that bonding effect in the relationship. So you hit the nail on the head when you say maybe we need to go to the ant and consider ways and be wise and look at the dogs, you know, the female, and they would greet each other and just kiss each other and all the other unspoken thoughts that I'm saying right now, you know. So,
sure
so you know, go to the I got to lay it on thick, you know, the kingdom world. Go to the ant, that sluggard, and observe the kitty cats, how they lick each other and all of that.
They sure
you
do.
Know,
they sure do.
And my 20 seconds is up.
Okay. You know, and as Fast Roller saying, you got pictures of human beings letting their dogs lick on their faces and their lips. I don't understand that part, but I certainly see animals doing that to their owners. And I see animals even licking each other. They will just lick each other up and down. And you know, the animals, of course, lick their babies. You know, they're showing physical touch, folks. We're just not getting it tonight here. Some of us are not getting it. Pastor Greatness, let me bring you in here. Pastor Greatness, is it all fake or what?
Well, yes and no, and I go back to the fake part. I think I heard a gentleman say, you know, even like maybe pretend to, you know, that something is going on or what have you. But it's obviously that person can definitely sense that something is going on, so that's not whether they may be not attracted to the person. And perhaps maybe something may be going on with her husband that she's not attracted to him in that area because for whatever reason, personal matters, you know, maybe he's not pleasing to her and she just doesn't know how to express that or to tell him because she doesn't want to hurt his feelings by just saying, I mean, she's hurting his feelings by saying no anyway. But, you know, sometimes it's this whole physical physique. Maybe it's just not working for her anymore. And she's unable
well, you know
she
what?
Can't express
I-
that.
I think that people need to be honest. They need to be honest with themselves, and they need to be honest with their significant other. Because, and the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, a lot of people are not honest with each other. They just aren't. And if you're not, you know, I've heard stories, and Rick to Rescue, I want you to address this one here, and Rick to Rescue, would you mind closing us out tonight on this topic in about 5 minutes?
Yes, that's fine. I can do that.
Okay, thank you. But Rick to Rescue, I want to ask you right now, I've heard marriages, because I get clients all the time, and they're saying, my wife is not affectionate or my husband is not affectionate. I need this here, and I've been praying for years, and it's just not happening. And it's like, you know, I stay in it because I love them. So, Ricky the Rescue, what sense does that make to stay there if you're not being loved the way you need to be loved?
Right. Yeah, I think when you remove the love, the romance, and affection, people still have, like, motivational reasons for staying in marriage and relationships. It could be kids. It could be money. It could be, as mentioned before, when your religion states that, you know, that you don't believe in divorce. It can be a lot of different things, because, like, even if I was to ask the question, like, if your significant other had $10 million, would it be just that easy, you know, to leave them? A lot of people would say, oh, no, we got to try to figure it out. So whatever that motivational reason for you to stay in that marriage relationship is what keeps you there.
All right, we're going to add Rick Zaretsky. We're going to close this out in about 4 minutes, you all. So we're going to go on with our program. Joshua, I'm going to bring you in here. Joshua, it has been said that a lot of people say, I would give up everything that I have if I could just have love, romance, and affection, because all of the material things don't mean anything without that. Joshua, does that make sense? You going to give up your money for love, romance, and affection?
Now, this, I'm going to be honest with you. I believe if you got all this money and resources, you're going to have plenty of women that ain't going to mind giving you love and affection and all that anyway. So I don't think you're going to – I honestly don't think you're going to be able to have money and all that kind of stuff without being able to get – one of these women going to line up, because women like that type of man, that provider type man. You're going to have a whole lot of options with something like that. So that to me is kind of a little tricky question, because you're going to be able to pick what you want. So that's kind of my response on that. I'm going to get what I want with some money.
Okay, Pastor Rose, he might be on point. Missy, I want to come to you in just a second.
No,
but Pastor, he might be on point. Just quickly, Pastor Rose, because the Bible says money answers all things.
Hey!
You can get what you want. Pastor
Rose, just quickly here. Money answers all things. So can you buy love for real? Or can it just help you have a good time?
Well, it can definitely help with the necessities of life. And I just want to say this is a very good show, and everything that we have talked about, if everyone would go to relationshipsrestoredhere.com, you can hear this whole program in its entirety. Relationshipsrestoredhere.com. Thank you, Pastor Dr. Walker.
Absolutely. And you can also go to drjessewalker.com also 20 minutes after we end, and you can also hear it at either one of those sites. All right, let me go here now. We're almost out of time. Oh, my goodness, we didn't get to do some of the other comments. Let me go quickly here. Jay, let me give you this comment that's coming to the studio. Then, Miss Jay, we're going to go to you. Let's go to Jay first. Jay, this party writes in. She says, I find that older people get so comfortable in their long-term relationships that the love seems to override the lack of romance and lack of affection. Jay, I'm not sure your age, but, I mean, this person here is talking about old people. I'm assuming that she maybe not be as old. They get comfortable in their long-term relationships that love seems to override the lack of romance. Jay, do you think there's any truth to that?
I do think that people get comfortable in their relationships. And sometimes, you know, it takes some fortitude to get it up and to, you know, punch that ticket. But sometimes you just have to I don't know, you have to revive and revive the relationship, because relationships are up and down. So, yeah, I do think people get comfortable.
All right, it's a good point, Jay. Benny from the block, I want to bring you here. Dear Miss Jay, we're going to come to you. Benny from the block, are you there? All right, Miss Jay, we'll go to you now. Miss Jay, I want to...
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Benny from the block. This male, he writes in, he says, I really can't see being in a successful relationship without all three components, love, romance, and affection. I saw my uncle and auntie go through this throughout their 42 years of marriage, and both of them cheated on each other several times, but somehow they stayed together. Benny from the block, if you can't find it where you are you going to look somewhere else?
Well, that tends to be the trend. That's what people do. Whatever you can't get somewhere else, you at home, you go get somewhere else. I don't necessarily agree with that, but that's just the proclivity of who we are as human beings. And so whatever we're missing, we try to go find it somewhere else. Now, I would just say in the last 2 seconds is there is something that you're not getting. That means that there's a lack of communication in your relationship. You should be communicating those things to her before you ever hook up and marry her. Those things need to be talked
exactly.
about. Your sexual preferences, your desires, all that right. needs to be said before you say, I do, so you don't get exactly. to say, oh, this is doo-doo. So that's where we are.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Even though even in communication, I find that in counseling people, they don't. By the time they come to you, they've already made up their mind based on sometimes their characteristics. I'm not saying that people can't change. Michelle, I want to go to you. Then we got to close it out with Rick
sometimes
to the rescue.
Sometimes people are young
just
when they get married.
The question for me is, just email, she says, the question for me is love enough after you have been together for a long time, like Jay said on your show tonight? Or is a second question is, are people really living a lie, and does the lie make them happy without the love, romance, or affection? I personally don't think so. Ms. J, are they living a lie?
Sam, they're living a lie without saying that they don't need the love and romance,
yeah,
and affection.
Exactly.
They are definitely living a lie. Because without there, you don't have a successful relationship. You just out there, like this other guy said, you doing your little partnership thing, but it's not complete. And you are going to always have that wondering eye, and you're not going to be happy, completely happy in your relationship.
So Ms. J, you think, what if it's the preacher and he's not getting what he needs? Is he going to be having that wondering eye?
I know a lot of them that do. But, you know, like Ben and
they're men first. They're men first, so the answer to that is yes. They're men
first,
they take on any title.
You need to know what you're getting before you marry, you know.
And even sometimes when you do get, even when you talk about it, it still doesn't change it. It still doesn't change it.
Ain't somebody talking about it. You're going to have to show me why we dating some love, affection. And then it's going to have to continue on. And if it stops time we get married, we're going to have to know. Because I'm not going through a marriage where I'm just bored to death. I got too much warm blood in my body.
We're out of time. They're threatening us over here. We can rest you. Let me give you this final comment. We got to get it in, and then you can close us out. This male, he says, I was married for more than 4 years to my second wife. This woman was the coldest woman I have ever met. She did not have an affectionate bone in her body. I finally got out of the marriage and found a woman who is very affectionate for me. My advice to others, don't waste your time. Rick's the Rescue, please close us out.
So the third time was the charm. I'm glad to hear that it worked out for him. And we already know that most first marriages end up in divorce. Maybe 50% of those marriages ended up in divorce. So to persevere through that, you know, speaks volumes. To kind of wrap up everything with respect to time, I did want to mention the components of love, romance, and affection, and I guess describe them more as the vital organs, you know, in a traditional happy relationship. If, you know, you have love, I guess that's like the heart that pumps the relationship. Romance, we could say that's the liver. It breaks down and balances and create those nutrients and affection. It's like the kidney, you know, it cleanses the relationship. And so if you think about it from a survival standpoint, you do need those vital organs if that is the direction in which you're trying to go with your relationship. And based upon what we heard from the story today, I want to challenge people to try to figure out exactly, you know, your partner's goal in the relationship, because if they're really trying to have an open relationship or a domestic partnership and you're on the opposite end of it, it doesn't matter how much communication and trying and praying or whatever you're doing, it's just, if you're at odds, it's just not going to work. And so in order to get on that same page, you really have to figure out the origins of what person is trying to accomplish. And so with all of that being said, I know we have ran out of time. I appreciate the story and the show today. I think it was very meaningful, and I think a lot of people got a lot of what happened today. So thank you for that.
And thank you so much.
Great
for the wonderful closing, Rick to the Rescue. Listen, we're completely out of time. They're threatening us over here to get off the air, and we certainly do appreciate all of you all taking time out tonight. Those of you all we weren't able to get to tonight, please call in at least 7 minutes early before the show. Press one on your dial so you'll be ready to tune in, and we'll be able to get to you early. We'll be back here tomorrow night when the topic will be, you think this one was hot. You'll join us tomorrow for the spiritual show, and that topic is, how does God show his love and affection for us? How does God show his love and affection for us? Listen, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's show, we'll be here Saturday morning for our International Divine Intervention Day. You don't want to miss these programs, you all. Listen, until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning, either tomorrow night or Saturday morning, I want to say to the listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Hello.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Great courage and Ricky to the rescue.
Good night,
everyone. Women, we have self-worth. Keep safe and keep
good
warm.
Night.
God bless you all. Good night, Lorenzo and his children.
Good night, Pastor. Good night, Pastor Rose.
Good night, Lorenzo, and enjoy your family while you got them, my brother.
You too, Pastor. Joshua Benita. That's my son and my daughter.
All right. It's always good. I always enjoy your comments that you make, and you as well, Sister Marjorie.
Okay, thank you. And also, Eddie Lorenzo, be safe out there with you and your family, okay? God bless all of you.
All the time. I got angels now.
Okay. All right now. I like that. Okay, good night.
All right. Good night.